Namaste and welcome. My name is Yogi Aaron and I want to talk about triangle pose, Trikonasana. Trikonasana is one of the most popular poses in yoga classes. You'll often find it in every single yoga class. And there's a couple of things that I want to give you to help you deepen your triangle experience, but even more than that, to do it safely, to be able to have a more profound experience of triangle pose. One of the things that I'm very passionate about these days is a topic called applied yoga anatomy. How do we apply anatomy, the function of anatomy, into our yoga practice? And we do that through using muscle activation techniques. Muscle activation works to improve muscle function. And it looks at postures in a very different way. We're no longer looking at stretching certain muscles. We're no longer looking at deepening a stretch, if you will. In fact, I almost like to get rid of the word stretch. What we are looking at doing is increasing a muscle's ability to contract and contract on demand. We're looking to improve a muscle's ability to shorten. When a muscle shortens, guess what? The opposite muscle lets go. So, classic example, we have agonist and antagonist. The agonist, if you look at my big bulging biceps, if you engage the bicep, the tricep relaxes. If you engage the tricep, the bicep relaxes. Now, if I have tight triceps, it's not a sign that the tricep needs to be stretched. What it is a sign is that the bicep actually doesn't have proper contractibility function. We want to improve the contractibility of the bicep so that the tricep starts to relax. So in triangle pose, this is a very interesting pose because what are we actually doing in triangle pose? So normally people bring the arms out, they reach out, they let their hips kind of displace a lot, and then they bring the hands down. And as you can see, I have no problems doing triangle pose. Yoo-hoo! Was anything happening in my triangle pose? Hell no, nothing is happening there. It looks good. Bring the arms out, come down. Yahoo! Look, Mom. So nothing is really happening in that triangle pose. What are we actually wanting to do? Well, triangle pose is one of my favorite poses. Just on a completely separate tangent, triangle is the sign of Shiva in the Hindu tradition, and Shiva is the god or the energy of transformation, if you will. And so by doing this pose, we're really starting to imbibe this quality of transformation, like transform me, boom. In this pose, what we're actually wanting to do is we're doing a side bender, and so we're looking at muscles that side bend, and one of those muscles is the QL, quadratus lumborum, and also the lateral obliques. So the obliques on the side part of the body, you have the anterior obliques and we have the lateral obliques. Okay, and there's two divisions of lateral obliques, internal and external. So we really want to get those fired up. Now there are some other muscles that we can look at as well. One of them is called the multifidus. The multifidus is one of the muscles in the back body, in deep spinal erector muscles, that is really responsible for lateral flexion, for side bending. And so there's a lot of muscles involved, but those are kind of the three big ones. And so I'm going to give you two exercises that we can do to work on strengthening those muscles. Now, why is this important? Why do we just not want to kind of flop into this pose or to stretch in this pose? Well, the answer is really simple. Stretching often leads to muscle instability. And when a muscle is unstable, there's always the opportunity for injury. A lot of times you'll find that flexible people are always getting injured. Why is that? Well, because their muscles aren't functioning well because they're always stretching those muscles. They're not actually looking at how to engage muscles. Muscles that are strong, muscles that are functioning well, are always going to be more stable, are going to create more stability in your body, and you're going to notice that really quickly. So first of all, when we're practicing triangle, really kind of squeeze the hips into the midline. And these are your hip bones down here, the top of the femur bone. And start to squeeze them in. Now, one of the additional instructions I always like to give is lift them up. So lift these hip bones up. Do you feel that difference? All of the muscles in your core start to lift. If you let those bones drop, everything drops down. It's kind of like the pelvic floor just went boom. So you want to lift those muscles up. You want to squeeze the hip bones in towards the midline and bring the arms out and then come on down. Now, when I've got those two things happening, look how far I get. Look, Mom, I don't go as far anymore. Just do the other side for balance. So turn the feet to the opposite side, squeeze the hip bones in, bring the arms out, and now start to let the hands come down. And this side is actually even less. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to do two muscle activation techniques really quickly, and we'll come back and do triangle pose again. So the first one is called quadruped. So you're going to come onto your hands and knees like this. And this is one of my favorite poses, by the way, because this pose really starts to engage the multifidus muscle, which is incredibly under-promoted muscle. Have you ever heard of the multifidus? I bet you 99.999% of you have never heard of the multifidus. Of course, unless you've studied with me, because I talk about it a lot. But the multifidus is one of the most important critical muscles in the spine for spinal stability. If the multifidus isn't working well, the spine is going to move all over the place. Okay, so in ways that you don't want. So bring one leg out. Now, little extra instruction, drop that hip and lift the leg up higher. Lift the opposite arm up and then lift both up as high as you can. And you're gonna feel this probably right around mid-back, okay? So feel that around mid-back kind of working and then lower it down. And then lift the other leg up, lower the hip, lift the leg up higher. Lift the arm and lift both up. Now, if you can, lift the chest up. Lift the chest up a little bit here and then lower down. Lift the other leg, lower the hip, lift the leg up higher, straighten the leg. Be careful not to bend the knee here. So keep the leg straight, lift the leg up. Now, just as a side note, if you are feeling unstable here, you lift the other arm and you're wobbling, don't worry about it. Just keep the arm down, lift the leg, and squeeze your core now as much as you can and lower everything down. And lift the other leg up, lower the hip, leg up higher, and then if you can, lift the arm and lift arm and leg and hold. Now lift the chest up as high as you can. Lift it up. Lift it up. And then slowly lower down. As we're doing this in your mind, I always say yoga is mind-body. Take your mind and feel those muscles. Of course, some of you don't really have a choice because those muscles are screaming at you. But hold your mind there as much as you can. Lift the leg up, lift the arm and leg. Good, and lift up. Now lift the chest up as much as you can so we can get to the thoracic multifidus. And then lower down. Lift the other leg, lower the hip, lift the leg up higher, lift the arm and leg, and then lift the chest. Try and arch the upper back, and then come on down. Lift the leg, lower the hip, lift the leg up higher, lift the arm and leg. Now arch the upper back, lift the leg up higher, and come on down. Lift the leg up, lower the hip, leg up higher. Lift the arm, and lift the arm and leg. And lift up higher. Good, and you can feel this in your whole spine starting to become alive. That's the multifidus. very important muscle for side bending. Lift the other leg, lift the leg up higher, lower the hip, lift the arm, and lift the arm and leg up. Good. We're holding these, by the way, for about 6 seconds. So in my mind, I'm counting six. And then lower down and lift the leg, opposite leg, lower the hip, lift the leg up, lift the arm and leg, and lift the chest. Nice. And lower down. Last one. Lift the leg, lower the hip, lift the leg up higher, lift the arm, and lift both up. Lift the chest now. Nice. And slowly lower down. Whew. I like to come and just sit for a moment, if you don't mind. Really feel your spine here. There's an activity, an energy in your spine that is awakening. Yogis say that the definition of a yogi is one whose spine is full of light and denotes so much. But it's really one idea is how healthy is your spine? How vibrant is your spine? And after you do that kind of posture, I think you really feel this sense of vitality, this vibrancy, this energy in your spine coming alive. Okay, so we did the multifidus. Now we're going to address QL and we're going to address the obliques. This kind of simple hack, if you want to call it that, gets into the QL a bit. It's really more about the oblique muscles. So I would not definitely suggest this posture to isolate the QL, but definitely it will help to strengthen it, okay? So come and stand back up. I'm gonna bring the legs wide apart. About triangle distance, cross your arms, lift the chest, very simple. Now, when we're doing triangle pose, what are we actually doing? Well, in your mind, when we're doing this pose, you're probably thinking, I'm trying to stretch the side of the body. But from an applied yoga anatomy perspective, what we're actually looking at doing is shortening these muscles on the side that we're bending into. Okay, it's those muscles that we actually want to shorten. So cross your arms, feet are turned in, lift the chest. I'm going to bring my shoulder into my hip. It's really simple. That's it. And I'm going to squeeze it. Told you it was really simple. And then back up. And then come back over. And back up. And 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 back over. As you notice, as I'm coming over, I'm turning my head up. You don't have to do that. But I'm working. I'm just implementing a little bit of neck movement here just to exercise some of the muscles in the neck. Okay, we're going to go the other way now. So other side. You might notice that it's not as easy as it was on the final one on the other side. And it's because the muscles are just waking up. And so we need to think about muscles waking up, come back over, in terms of a muscle's ability to contract and contract on demand, a muscle's ability to shorten. When a muscle increases its ability to shorten and come back over, it improves its muscle function. And what we're looking to do is isolate those muscles as best as we can that are not working, that are not doing well. You think about an engine. When one part of the engine doesn't work well, the whole engine doesn't work well. I found that out one time when I was driving on the road and all of a sudden my engine overheated and come back over. What happened? The water line to the from the engine coolant to the engine broke. And I was stuck. Engine worked great. Didn't have one little part, and the whole thing stopped me. And I had to get towed. Can you imagine? Well, that's what your body is like. The water mains have broken in some of our bodies. And we need to get fix it and come back over. Squeeze it, squeeze it, squeeze it. Nice. Okay, let's do it again. So bring the arms out. Turn 1 foot away. The front foot is lined up into the arch or the heel of the back foot. Lift the chest, bring the arms out, and then come into it. And see how much further you just went. And feel how stable it is. Like, let your hand come off your leg. You can actually just stay there now. Why? Because your muscles are working. Before, your muscles weren't working. Your muscles weren't doing anything. Oh, let's just stay here for just a moment. So, and you'll notice that I'm just kind of hanging my hand here. Look down and exhale, look up. And look down and exhale, look up. Good, come on up. Nice breath, feel that. And then point the foot the other way. Nice. And bring the arms out and come into the side. And definitely, before I could barely get my hand above my knee, now my hand is almost over halfway down my shin. Look down, breathe in, and exhale, look up. And inhale, look down. And exhale, look up. And come on up. And namaste. May you live a life of greater stability and ease.